الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد In our previous class we were reading from the statements of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that the great scholar Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani Rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned in his book Bulugh al-Maram in the chapter of As-Siyam, Kitab As-Siyam. We are reading the statement narrated by Sahal ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qal la yazalu an-nasu bi khayr ma ajjalu al-fitr muttafaqun alayhi. And then the author he mentioned Rahimahullah ta'ala Walid Tirmidhi من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال قال الله عز وجل أحب عبادي إلي أعجلهم فطرا. The author continue, he mentioned the narration of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, and he said عن Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسحروا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. The author is, in this portion of the chapter, Kitab al-Siyam, he's beginning to mention from the adab, من adab al-Siyam, والأفعال الذي يعملها, أو الأفعال التي يعملها الصائم في رمضان, خصوصاً وفي غيره, من أيام الصيام. The author, he is mentioning the etiquettes and the manners and the deeds that the fasting person will perform in the month of Ramadan specifically, and in other than that from the days an individual he may fast. Mentioning here the narration of Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the people will remain upon goodness so long as they hasten to break the fast. So long as they hasten to break the fast. And then the author, in this particular narration, is muttafaqun alayhi. And then the author, he mentioned the next narration, narrated by Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that Allah azza wa jal, he said, the most beloved of my servants to me are those who are quickest in breaking the fast. Those who are the quickest in breaking the fast. Then the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the narration of Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu anhu, al-Ansari, khadim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hamza, the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narration of Anas ibn Malik, he said, radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, to take the morning meal, yani the meal at the time of the sahar, before the rising of the fajr, تَسَحَرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ, because in this meal there is a blessing. And this particular narration is muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So we see the issue of the iftar, and that the people they remain upon khayr and remain upon goodness. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ, that the people will remain upon khayr and upon goodness so long as they hasten to break the fast. So long as they hasten to break the fast. In our previous class, we were discussing the issue, what does this mean, to hasten to break the fast? Who can remind us? To hasten to break the fast. When would this hastening become? When would... Who is the one who is applying this narration?
As soon as the disc is going down.
Naam, ahsant. As soon as the course, and or the disc of the sun is behind the horizon. Not before that. Before that, this one is not hastening. Rather, this one, he has preceded the ruling. And he has invalidated his fast. The one who this is breaking the fast before the proper time. This is not iftar. This is not the time of iftar. And this has been clarified in the narration of the Prophet that's narrated by Umar. This narration is found in Bukhari and in Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَقْبَلَ اللَّيْلُ مِنْ هَا هُنَا, if the night is coming from here, meaning from the mashriq, whenever the night starts coming from the east, وَأَدْبَرَ النَّهَارُ مِنْ هَهُنَا, and the day is going away from here, and he's pointing like this, showing that from the east the night is coming, and from the west the day is going like this, in this manner. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَغَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ, and the sun has set. So if we see these three signs, and they are all mutalazim, and they all come together. And whenever the sun is going down, the darkness is coming and the daylight is going. This is the case. But to emphasize the issue of the iftar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just attach to the darkness coming and the light going, but rather wa gharabat ash-shams, and whenever the sun has set. And the ghurub ash-shams is whenever the sun, the disk of the sun goes behind the horizon. Goes behind the horizon. So possibly at the time of the ghurub ash-shams, and yet the sun set, there could be daylight in the sky. So the issue is not, is there daylight still in the sky? Possibly there could be some daylight on the horizon. There could be still some light in the sky, but the sun has set. But the sun has set. So the reality is that whenever the darkness starts coming and the sun and the light starts going away and the sun has set at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narration continues, فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ. فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ. Then verily the sa'im, he has entered the time of iftar. Has entered the time of iftar. The time of iftar has come. فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ. أَفْطَرَ أَيْ دَخَلَ وَقْتَ الْإِفْطَارِ. دَخَلَ وَقْتْ الْإِفْطَارِ. In one narration clarifying this meaning, فَقَدْ حَلَّ الْإِفْطَارِ. Some of the ulama, they differed about this, and they said, قَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ, meaning no matter what, at the time of sunset, because of this narration, the fasting person, he broke his fast. The fast is broken at this time. Whether he broke it or not, whether he ate or not, or whether he performed an action that would break his fast or not. But that's not the meaning of this narration. The meaning of فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ, يعني the meaning is فَقَدْ دَخَلَ وَقْتَ الْإِفْطَارِ, with the proof of another narration, فَقَدْ حَلَّ الْإِفْطَارِ. Likewise, the ulama, they mention with the proof of the lugha, there's a linguistic proof likewise that there was an af'ala, it has the meaning of الدخول في الزمن أو المكان. مثلا you say أبحر الرجل إذا دخل البحر, وتقول أمصر إذا دخل مصر, وأعرق إذا دخل العراق, وهكذا. Like this, or أسبح إذا دخل الصباح, وأمسى إذا دخل المساء. So here أفطر أي دخل وقت الإفطار, meaning he entered into the time of iftar. He entered into the time of al-iftar. So when is the time of iftar? Whenever the sun has set. Whenever the sun has set. So the ulama, they mentioned to identify the setting of the sun and the fact or the reality that the disk of the sun has gone behind the horizon can be established in two ways. Either by the sighting of a person, he will see the sun go down behind the horizon. He will witness it. And another way, it could be established by al-khabar, al-sadiq, from a truthful person. Somebody would inform them and say that the time has come for fasting. The time has come for fasting, or excuse me, for breaking the fast. And the sun has set, coming from a reliable source. Coming from a reliable source. So we see that al-iftar, it is an act of worship. This is a meal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves for His servants to partake in. And this is a deed that is pleasing to Allah azza wa jalla. This is not simple just having a meal and eating food and enjoying this dunya. La, this is an act of worship. Al-iftar, ibadah. Al-iftar, ibadah is an act of worship that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it is a means for, and he hasten to make the iftar as a means for the deen to be victorious and to be apparent and to be superior. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in one wording of this narration, narrated by Ibn Hibban, and likewise al-Hakim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تزال أمتي على سنتي ما لم تنتظر بفطرها النجوم. In another narration by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يزال الدين ظاهرا ما عجل الناس الفطر لأن اليهود والنصارى يؤخرون. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the religion will remain superior so long as the people hasten to break the fast. How is this? He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Jews and the Christian, they delay the breaking of the fast. They delayed the breaking of the fast. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that this ummah will remain upon my sunnah so long as they do not wait to break the fast. They do not wait for the stars to appear to break the fast, and they will not delay the fast. So from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to hasten to break the fast. Hastening to break the fast, meaning to يتحقق عنده غروب الشمس, that the sun will, it has been established that the sun has set behind the horizon. Either by the viewing it or by being informed by a reliable source. So this is the case. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned that the issue here that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that the deen will remain superior so long as the people hasten to break the fast. And the reason, the means for the deen to be superior, hastening to break the fast, is because this is contrary to what the people of the book do. This is how he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِأَنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ يُؤَخِّرُونَ, because the Jews and the Christians, they delay it. So here we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is directly mentioning or making a relationship between the appearance and the superiority and the victory. The fact that the deen is victorious and apparent and superior, so long as the people, the Muslims, are contrary or in opposition to the people of the book. Yani مُخَالَفَةَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. This is something that is known. Because whenever the people start to imitate the people of the book, what happens to the deen? It's not apparent, it's not seen. Maybe somebody, because of his imitation of the people of the book, he'll walk in the street and no one will even know that he's a Muslim. Not even know that he is carrying the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that he is a Muslim. They won't even be able to tell at all. They'll think he's one of them. And this man like this, from his conduct and from his act and from his actions, from his speech and from his walk and from his talk and the likes like this, they won't even to make a difference. Na'udhu billah. What is this from? From imitating the disbelievers. From imitating the disbelievers. So whenever the Muslims, they are different from the disbelievers, and they are clear in that. They're clear in that, particularly in their acts of worship, but likewise in any other issue that is specific to them, then the deen is apparent. They know this person, he's a Muslim. This person, he is upon the deen of Islam. This person, he is following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like this, so the deen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will remain victorious and superior, apparent and high, dominant, so long as the people hasten to break the fast. Because this is an indication, likewise, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned that the people will remain upon his sunnah so long as they perform this, and he hastened to break the fast. And this is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is indication that the people are hastening to break the fast, that they are aware of the sunnah, and that the sunnah is spread amongst them, and that they are applying it, and the likes like this. So the sunnah is spread amongst these people, and the deen is victorious and apparent and dominant amongst them, and it is seen and known, and it is spread. This is from applying this great sunnah, this great act of worship, which is breaking the fast. Breaking the fast. Now, breaking the fast. There are many benefits in this narration. We see that this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to hasten to break the fast. Likewise, this is the sunnah of the Sahaba and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been narrated in Sahih Muslim from Abi Atiyah that he said that me and Masruq, we entered upon Aisha radiallahu anha, and we said to her, Ya Umman Mu'mineen, Rajulani min ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, ahaduhuma yu'ajiru al-iftar wa yu'ajiru al-salat, wal akharu yu'akhiru al-iftar wa yu'akhiru al-salat. Now, this is two of the tabi'een. He meant they both mentioned that Abu Atiyah and Masruq, they entered upon Aisha radiallahu anha to ask her a question. They said, O mother of the believers, verily there are two men from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Two men from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of them, he hastens to break the fast and he hastens to pray the Salat of Maghrib. The other one, he delays the breaking of the fast and he delays likewise the Salat of Maghrib. So she said, رضي الله عنها قالت أيهما الذي يعجل الإفطار ويعجل الصلاة. We pay attention here that she asked about the one. She said, which is the one that hastens to break the fast and hastens to pray? She didn't ask about the other one. She asked about the one that is praiseworthy. She asked about the one who, she didn't say who are they both. Rather, she asked about the one who is praiseworthy. نعم. So she said, who is the one that hastens to break the fast and hastens to pray Salat al-Maghrib? قال قلنا عبد الله. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. We see how he's the most resembling of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his manners and his conduct and his speech and his actions. Here we have a proof for that. They said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qalat kadhalika kana yasna'u Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, just like this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do. He would hasten to break the fast. And this is from his mercy for his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is from his mercy and his shafaqah and the rahmah and the ra'fa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah, that he wants good for them and he wants ease for them. So as soon as it's permissible for them to break their fast, he encouraged them to do that. As soon as it's permissible for them to break their fast, hasten to do that. Rather, he mentioned that they'll remain upon good. This is encouragement. This is a great encouragement. لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ. And the Prophet is telling them this, that the people will still remain upon goodness, meaning that whoever is not doing this, he's not upon khayr. So the one who wants good, then he will hasten to follow this particular narration. He will want khayr, so then he will hasten to do this. But this is an encouragement from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is an encouragement of rahmah and ra'fa, and is from his shafaqah and his love and his kindness and his love for mercy and goodness for the believers and for his followers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the companions likewise, they were following the sunnah. It's been narrated from Amr ibn Maymun rahimahullah ta'ala that he mentioned, كان أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أسرع الناس إفطارا وأبطأهم سحورا. That is mentioned by Amr ibn Maymun rahimahullah, that he said that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were the fastest, the quickest people to break the fast, and they were the slowest people to take sahur, to take the sahur. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hastening to break the fast, likewise to delay the sahur to the last moment. To the last moment. Likewise, from the wisdom behind hastening to break the fast, the ulama, they mentioned that in this is actually a taqawwi also. A taqawwi lil-ibadah. Because after iftar, at the end of the day, this person, he's becoming very tired. It's getting difficult at the time of iftar, a long day of fasting. It's not easy, even for the strongest of the people. And then after that, there is Salat al-Maghrib, and then Salat al-Isha, and then Taraweeh. So then the one who hastens to break his fast, and he takes some nourishment, then he is making, this is now he's strengthening himself and reviving his strength and his quwwah and his ability and power and getting ready for standing in the night prayer. Getting ready for standing in the night prayer. So then we hasten to break the fast in this manner like this. Naam. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يزال الناس بخير. What is the khayr that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating here? That the people, they remain upon goodness. مَا عَجَّلُوا الْفِطْرِ. As long as they break the fast. Or hasten to break the fast. The khayr, naam. Aywa, ahsanta. This is the khayr. This is the khayr, that they're obeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because there's no khayr in disobeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, subhanallah, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a statement, it's an amazing statement. And he mentioned that if a person were to ponder over all of the evil in this life and the evil of the hereafter, all of the foul and the wicked things that occur in the dunya and in the hereafter, its origin goes all the way back to disobeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Goes back to disobeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, all of the khayr, he mentioned, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that all of the good in this dunya and in the hereafter, yani the source of that and the means for it, if you ponder over it all, goes back to obeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, this is why the messengers were sent. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That we have not sent the messenger except so that he can be obeyed. The messengers, they have come to clarify the speech and the action that is pleasing to Allah, so that a person can follow it and seek his pleasure. And likewise, they came to clarify the speech and the action that is displeasing to Allah, so a person can avoid it. So here we see that they are upon good, because they are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The author, he mentioned the next narration in At-Tirmidhi. The narration he mentioned in that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that Allah said, this is a hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is a hadith that is, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated on Allah azza wa jal. Naam, he narrated it on Allah azza wa jal. Ma yarwihi an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an rabbihi tabarak wa ta'ala. Naam, hadithun Qudsi. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah azza wa jal, he said, أَحَبُّ عِبَادِي إِلَيَّ, the most beloved of my servants to me, أَعْجَلُهُمْ فِطْرًا, those who hasten the quickest to break the fast. The quickest to break the fast. Again, not to hasten and jump the gun, huh? But to break the fast whenever the time of, the ones who hasten to break the fast, whenever the time of breaking the fast has come. Naam, these are the most beloved of Allah's servants to him. Some of the ulama, they have mentioned that this narration has some weaknesses in it. Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has made tab'if of this particular narration. But other ulama, they have authenticated it. And Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned that this narration is strengthened by other narrations of its meaning. We see that in this narration, there is the establishment of one of the sifat, of the sifa min sifatillahi azza wa jal, sifat al-muhabba. Allah Azza wa Jalla, أَحَبُّ عِبَادِي إِلَيَّ, the most beloved of the people, or the most beloved of the servants to me, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned. And this is, in any case, established attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ, that verily Allah, he loves those who repent and those who purify themselves. And Allah loves the good doers. نعم? And Allah loves the believers. Naam, so Allah Azza wa Jal, he has the sifa of love. Naam, it's not similar to the sifa of the creation, but Allah Azza wa Jal, he is described and he has love for those who believe. He loves them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, mahabbatan taliku bi jalalihi wa azamatihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, and the people, they fluctuate and they vary in this love according to their compliance to his commandments and to his prohibitions, according to their compliance of his commandments and prohibitions. In any case, we see that it's encouraged to hasten to break the fast. And this is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu likewise, that he said, كَانَ لَا يُصَلِّي أَيَا نَبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَانَ لَا يُصَلِّي أَلْمَغْرِبَ حَتَّى يُفْطِرَ وَلَوْ عَلَى شَرْبَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not pray the Maghrib until he made iftar, even if it was just on a drink of water. Even if it was just on a drink of water. Naam? So, hastening to break the fast, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have to be careful not to break the fast before the time. We have to be careful not to break the fast before the time, because this could invalidate the fast. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has mentioned, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ السِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, and then complete the fast to the night time. The night time is at the setting of the sun. So this is the time for fasting. And we've seen in the definition of fasting that it is, only the reality of fasting, التَّعْبُدُ لِلَّهِ. نَعْمْ مِنْ شَكْسِ الْمَقْسُوسِ بِالْإِمْسَاكِ عَنِ الْمُفَطِّرَاتِ مِنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. This is fasting. So if this is not actualized, then he's not fasting. The one who did not make imsak and refrain from the things that break the fast, from the rising of the fajr until the setting of the sun, he didn't fast. He didn't fulfill this act of worship. Naam, so then to break the fast early, this is something that would invalidate the fast. This is something that would invalidate the fast. And likewise, there's a threat with regards to this, a wa'id shadid, for the one who breaks the fast intentionally before the time of iftar. It has been narrated by Abi Umamah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that he's seen in a dream, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw in a dream, he said, two men, they came to me, بَيْنَ أَنَا نَائِمٌ إِذَا تَانِ رَجُلًا, two men came to me. And the narration is long, and in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that they took him. He said, ثُمَّ أَنْطُلِقَ بِهِ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِقَوْمٍ مُعَلَّقِينَ بِأَرَاقِيبِهِمْ مُشَقَّقَةً أَشْدَاقُهُمْ تَسِيرُ دَمًا فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that in this dream, he was taken by two men, and he's seen many different situations and events. From these events, there are these occurrences that he's seen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's seen that there were people that were hanging by their heels. There were people that were hanging by their heels, and their ashdaquhum, ashdaq, this part of the mouth right here, the corner of the mouth, is split open and bleeding. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who are these people? Who are these people?" So they said to him, "Qala ha'ula'i alladhina yuftiruna qabla tahillati sawmihim." Qabla tahillati sawmihim. He said, "These are the people who are breaking their fast before the permissible time." These are the people that are breaking their fast before the permissible time. And this is a punishment for them. They have a specific punishment for the one who breaks his fast intentionally before the specific time. Now, so this is something that is dangerous. This narration is narrated by Ibn Khuzaymah and likewise by Al-Hakim. It's been authenticated by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. Actually, Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned some commentary on this particular narration, and he said this is an aquba. This is a punishment for the one who fasted but broke his fast before the proper time. So how about for the one who doesn't fast at all? If this is the punishment for the one who he fasted but he broke his fast before the proper time, then how about the one who doesn't fast at all? Na'udhu billah, the punishment that he would deserve. The punishment that he would deserve. So this is an indication again, and from the understanding of any ta'jil and fitr, meaning whenever the time has come, meaning at the proper time, not before the proper time. Now, what is the proper time? When the disk of the sun touches the horizon? Go behind the horizon. Where's the horizon? On top of the trees? On top of the buildings? On top of the mountains? Behind the horizon, the horizon. Behind the level of the plane of the earth, not behind the mountains. Somebody may say, "Oh, if it goes behind the mountains, khalas, it's gone." La, it has to go behind the horizon. Go behind the horizon. This is whenever the sun has set. Just going behind some mountains or behind a building or behind some trees with the lights like this, this is not considering sunset. It has to go behind the ufuq, the horizon, the actual horizon, and disappear entirely. At this time, فَقَدْ أَفْطَارَ الصَّائِمُ فَقَدْ حَلَّ الْإِفْطَارِ. At this time, hasten to break the fast. He wouldn't delay. He wouldn't wait. Now, he wouldn't wait. So the next narration, the author, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, and he said, he mentioned the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tasahharu fa inna fi sahuri baraka. And he tasahharu, this is from tasahhar. Tasahhur is to take the food. To take the food at the time of as-sahar. The time of as-sahar is the last period of the night before the fajr. The last period of the night before the fajr, this is called the time of as-sahar. Naam, this is the time of, that's called as-sahar. Before the fajr, the last period of the night before the fajr. Tasahhara is to eat food at that time. Tasahhara, tasahharu, tasahhar, tasahhuran. Tasahhur is to take the food at that time. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying tasahharu. It's a command. Tasahharu fa inna fi as-sahuri baraka. This particular word, it comes in two, you can read it in two ways. Fa inna fi as-sahuri bil-fath, bi-fath as-sin, wa inna fi as-suhur, suhuri. بركة وفي كراء في كلي يعني كراءتين معنى نعم فإن في السحور بركة السحور بالفتح هو الطعام الذي يتسحر به والسحور بالضم هو فعل هو التسحر هو الفعل like this and this is a benefit a linguistic benefit that ulama they mentioned and I've heard particularly Shaykhuna Shaykh Abdul Mahsin he always mentions this benefit and it's related to the wazn fa'ul wa fu'ul Tha'ul wa fu'ul. This comes a lot in the Arabic language, like tahur wa tuhur, wa sahur wa suhur, wa waqud wa wuqud, waqud wa wuqud, wa wadu wa wudu. Ma al-farqu baynahuma? Naam? At-tahur huwa al-ma alladhi yutatahuru bih, wa at-tuhur huwa al-fil, at-tatahur huwa al-fil. So ala wazan tha'ul, this one is the thing that action is performed with. And fu'ul, this is the performance of the action. Nafsul isti'mal. Naam, so the waqud, waquduha an-nasu wal hijar. Waqud, this is the fuel. Yani, الشَّيْءَ الَّذِي يُتَوَقُدُ بِهِ. Naam, but wuqud, had any aliqad, to ignite. Wuqud. like that. والسحور الطعام الذي يتسحر به, the food that is eaten. If we say سحور, but if we say سحور, this is the action of performing. This is the action of eating the food at that time. The action of eating the food at that time. At that time, like وضوء, الوضوء الماء الذي يتوضأ به الإنسان. والوضوء هو فعل الوضوء. And يتوضأ, توضأ. He did the action. This is the case here. So this particular benefit here is implied in this narration. Sometimes we'll find a word on this scale, and it could be read in both ways. Sometimes we'll only accept one meaning. But here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned تَسَحَرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ. السَّحُورِ, any the food, barakah. And with this recitation, with this reading, with the fatha, that means that this in the food of sahur is barakah. Naam? But if we read suhur, فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ barakah. But and in the action of taking the food is barakah. So in reality, in both recitations, there's barakah. When in the food, there's barakah. And the action of performing the act of eating the food at that time, there's barakah in both of them. In both of them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has encouraged the ummah to take the suhoor, to perform this deed at this time. And also, he has encouraged them about this food. This is a blessed food. This is a blessed food. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has called some of his companions and called them for iftar. And he has invited them to have iftar with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would say to them, halummu ila al-ghadat al-mubarak. Come to the blessed breakfast. To the blessed breakfast. Yani the breakfast that is blessed. Mentioning that the food itself is blessed. It's a blessing. It's a blessing for the believer. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise he has encouraged the ummah in many narrations to take the suhoor, just as he has encouraged them to take the iftar. And the reality of the iftar, you hasten to take it. But the reality of the suhoor is you delay it to the last moment. You delay it to the last moment. Naam, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-suhooru kulluhu barakah. فلا تدعوه ولو أن يجرع أحدكم جرعة من ماء فإن الله عز وجل وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, السحور, all of it is good. All of it is barakah, blessing. What is barakah? Blessing. أيوة. But what is the original meaning of barakah? النماء وزيادة. نماء وزيادة الخير. أصل البركة البركة الخير. ونماؤه وزيادته. يعني to have goodness, but to that goodness, if it has barakah, it will go more and more and more and more and more and more. This is barakah. Blessing. Blessing is whenever there's khair, there's goodness. But it doesn't just stay like that. If it has blessing, just to remain the same, but rather it increases and it grows and it becomes more. This is the blessing. This is the blessing. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that as-suhoor kulluhu barakah, that the suhoor, all of it is a blessing. Naam, so do not leave it off. Even if one of you were to just drink a drink of water. Even if one of you were to just drink a drink of water. And to make sure at this time of suhoor that you take the suhoor, you take the meal. You eat something or drink something before the fajr, before the rising of the fajr. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. Because verily, Allah and His angels, they are sending salat on the mutasahirin. يعني يصلون. يعني صلاة الله على عباده ثناؤه سبحانه وتعالى عليهم. Whenever Allah, it means here, Allah is giving salat to those who make the suhoor, meaning He is praising them amongst His angels. He is praising them. Naam, He is mentioning them with praise and the likes. وَالصَّلَاةُ الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ دُعَاءُهُمْ لَهُمْ. And when the angels are giving salat for the people, that means that they are supplicating for them and they are asking for forgiveness and mercy for them and the likes. So those who take the suhoor is called mutasahir, and yatasahir. So this person, what is one of the rewards that he has for taking this meal at this time? Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising him and mentioning him, and likewise the angels are making supplication for him. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. نَعَمْ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. So a believer, he would never want to leave this off. He never say, oh, I'm not feeling well, I'm not that, because he wants to have this virtue and have Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioning him. and praising him, and have the angels making supplication for him. Naam, and this is for those who are taking the sahur. This is for those who are taking the sahur. This is coming. This is from the narration of Abi Sa'id. Likewise, it has come from another narration of Ibn Umar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allahu malaikata yusalluna ala mutasahirin." This is something established with the companions. They're aware of this narration. They're aware of this narration that verily Allah and His angels, they send salutations, or they mention, Allah is mentioning and praising them, and the angels are praying for them, making supplication for them. For who? The mutasahirin, those who aren't taking sahur. So, what is the amount of food to be required for a person to be considered that he took sahur? A sip of water. That's from the narration that's clear. At least a sip of water, because this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Naam, ahsant. Ibn Hajar, he has mentioned yahsuru as-suhur بأقل أو يحصل السحور بأقل ما يتناوله المرء من مأكول أو مشروب. The suhoor would occur, and the person would be considered mutasahir, that he took suhoor, that he made suhoor with any small amount, is whatever is required for him to take from food or drink. He ate one day, he ate a piece of bread, he took one drink of water, he would be considered at this time taking suhoor, alhamdulillah. Naam, he would be considered at this time taking suhoor, alhamdulillah. Naam, this is the case. So the ulama, they mentioned that the barakah of as-sahur and the barakah of as-suhur, this barakah is in this life and in the hereafter. There's barakah from taking this meal for this life. A person will receive blessing in this life and likewise blessing in the hereafter. But the greatest blessing in taking the suhur, what is it? Similar to the iftar, huh? But the khayriya of, you know, the people upon khayr, so long as they hasten to break the fast, likewise, the one who takes the suhoor, he has the barakah. What is the greatest barakah of this? Here, right here, is that he is complying to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Tasaharu. This is a command. This is something that is important for a Muslim to realize. That any time there is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it's a command that is an obligation or a command of istihbab, or even sometimes the command could be even for ibaha, but if there's a command, it means that it's something that Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves. So the one who does it, he does it sincerely, he's complying to that commandment, and this is taqwa. This is ibadah. Naam, what is taqwa in general? Imtithar al-awamir wa tarku wajtinabu al-nawahi. Naam, so this one who is taking the sahur, complying to the command of the Prophet, he knows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this narration, tasaharu. Tasaharu, the Prophet said, take sahur. That's what this means, tasaharu. It means take sahur. So the Prophet, the person, he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, take sahur, take the sahur, eat the meal in the morning time at the sahar time. So he heard this narration, he said, naam, I will comply to this. This is what my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded. Naam. Somebody may say, is it obligatory, is it not obligatory? We say, at this time, it doesn't matter. The Prophet ﷺ commanded, I want to do it. إِن تُطِيعُوهُمْ تَهْتَدُوا. If you obey him, you will be guided. خَلَصْ, I'm going to do it. Then this person, he has the barakah. This is the barakah. And complying to the command of the Prophet ﷺ. Now I'm complying to the command of the Prophet ﷺ. Now, so the one who complies to the command of the Prophet ﷺ, what does he have? A great reward. In this life and in the hereafter. Naam, he has guidance in this life. Naam, and he has safety in the hereafter. Naam, فَلَا يَدِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. He will be guided in this life and he will not be miserable in the hereafter. The one who follows the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then he has the blessing of this life and the hereafter. Naam, following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, we see this is from His mercy and His shafaqah. And his ra'fa and his kindness upon the ummah. Because the methodology of the Prophet ﷺ is to take suhoor in the last part of the time. We will see it in the very last part of the time. But brother, an important point to understand that the suhoor is in the last hours of the night. Some people, they make a mistake. Maybe they stay up real late. And then, or you know, they stay up late, but not to the last parts of the night. Maybe they stay up to like 2. One, two, like this, and then like, eat a big lot of food and go to bed. And he's good. go to bed and wake up at the adhan, or wake up whenever the case may be. لا, that's not, he didn't take the sahur. He didn't take the sahur. This is not the sahur that has the barakah. The sahur that has the barakah is in the last part of the night before the fajr. Now, so the one who just eating at night time, this one didn't take the sahur. Now, so we wouldn't be confused between the two. But rather, the sahur is the time of sahar. Sahar. Sahar is the last parts of the night before the fajr. The last parts of the night before the fajr. Now, I'm not in the middle of the night, not towards the end of the night, but rather the last parts of the night. So then the one who wants to apply this narration, he will take the meal in the last part of the night. In the last part of the night. Now, likewise, from the barakah of taking the suhoor, and he performing this action, is that a person, whenever he wants to perform the action of suhoor, what does he do? He wakes up at the last part of the night. What are the benefits of being awake at the last part of the night before fajr? Ah, a dua, because this is from the time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that Allah azza wa jalla, he descends in a manner befitting His Majesty. Naam, and he says, is anyone seeking forgiveness so I can forgive them? Is there anyone asking so that I can give them? And the likes like this. So this is one of the times when the supplication is answered. So from the blessing of getting up to perform suhoor, is that a person will be awake at this time, and he'll be able to supplicate and to call on Allah Azza wa Jalla, to ask Him for forgiveness, and to ask Him for mercy, and to ask Him for what he desires from the dunya and the hereafter. Naam, and likewise, we've seen in the previous class that the person, he should have an intention before the fajr. So from the blessing of getting up to perform a suhoor, is that a person, if he forgot to make the intention or something occurred like this, that when he wakes up at this time, now he has the time. He has made the intention. يَتَدَارَكَ النِّيَّةِ. Now he is able to catch the time to make the intention properly, so they can fast for the next day with a proper intention. Now with a proper intention. Likewise, we see that from the blessing of performing the action, suhoor, bid-dham, suhoor, taking the action of performing suhoor, is that this is following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise also opposing and being contrary to the people of the book. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been narrated on him from Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, that he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna fasla ma bayna siyamina wa siyami ahli kitab aklatu sahar. Aklatu as-sahar. Inna fasla ma baynana wa bayna siyamina wa bayna siyami ahli kitab. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the difference between, and the determining factor between our fast and the fast of the people of the book, is the food of as-sahar, taking the food in the time of the sahar. Now again, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's mentioning the sunnah and taking this, and he has encouraged us to do this, to contradict and to be different from the people of the book. To be different from the people of the book. So those who do not hasten to break the fast, and those who do not delay the suhoor to the last point, then they are not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they are imitating the people of the book. They're imitating the people of the book. Naam, and they're not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have no khayr. They have no khayr. The person, he doesn't have any khayr. The one who is not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is losing out in this. He is losing out in this opportunity. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, whenever he's speaking about these narrations, he mentioned tanbih. Sometimes in Fath al-Bari, he will mention at the end of his sharh, and he'll say tanbih. And he draw attention, pay attention. He said tanbih. He said, من البدع المنكرة ما أحدث في هذا الزمان من إيقاع الأذان الثاني قبل الفجر بنحو الثلث الساعة في رمضان. He said, from the innovation that has been introduced in these times, in his times, he died in the year 852. He said, from the innovations that have been introduced in these times is what has occurred from making the second adhan. Yani the adhan of Fajr, a third of an hour. Yani thuruth sa'ah, 20 minutes before the actual adhan. Just in case. Just in case. Yani making the adhan of Fajr, the one that you're supposed to make imsak on, the one that prohibits, this adhan, it prohibits the eating and makes the salat permissible, they introduce an innovation. What did they do? They made that adhan 20 minutes early in Ramadan. Just in case. That's it. Just in case. Huh? And we see this particular innovation still today. Sometimes maybe you will see, I've particularly seen it with my eyes, Salat time sheets, Ramadan time schedule. And it will say, Fajr, this time, Imsak before that. It'll have Imsak and then Fajr. Adhan and Fajr this time, imsak maybe 15-20 minutes before that. What is this? What is the evidence for this? Is this from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rather, the Prophet, rather Allah azza wa jalla, he mentioned, "Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr." This is from the command of Allah azza wa jalla. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make the suhoor until the very last of the night. At the very last of the night. So this is not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, this is innovation, and it was even innovated in the time of Ibn Hajar, the author of this particular work that we're reading, rahimahullah ta'ala. He mentioned that. Naam, he mentioned that this is what they do. They make the Adhan of Fajr 20 minutes before the actual time, in order to, and just in case, that so nobody would eat any too late. Eat too late. But this is not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said here, he said, وَقَدْ جَرَّهُمْ ذَلِكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ صَارُوا لَا يُؤَذِّنُونَ إِلَّا بَعْدِ الْغُرُوبِ. And he mentioned the same thing about iftar. They did the same thing about iftar. So what did they do? Because just in case, they delayed the adhan of fajr 20 minutes, or 20 minutes before the actual time. And then they would also, they made the adhan of fajr 20 minutes before the actual time, just in case. And then delay the adhan of maghrib minutes also, just in case. Now, so Ibn Hajar, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, بَقَدْ جَرَّهُمْ ذَلِكِ إِلَىٰ أَنْصَارُوا لَا يُؤَذِّنُونَ إِلَّا بَعْدَ غُرُوبِهِ بِدَرَجَةٍ لِتَمْكِينِ الْوَقْتِ زَعَمُوا. He says, so this, first they would make the adhan early in the morning, 20 minutes before that, and then after that decided, likewise, delay the adhan to have maghrib till later, all of this just in case, إِحْتِيَاطًا لِلْعِبَادِ زَعَمُوا, as they claim. Naam, so then he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَأَخَرُوا الْفِطْرُ وَعَجَّلُوا السَّحُورُ. So they delayed the fitr and they hastened the sahur. Huh? وَخَالَفُوا السُّنَّةِ. And they contradicted the sunnah by doing this. He said, فَلِذَلِكَ قَلَّ عِنْدُهُمُ الْخَيْرُ وَكَثَرَ فِيهِمْ الشَّرُ. He said, because of this, you'll find that they have these type of people that do this. They make the sahur early, before the proper time, and they delay the iftar later until the proper time. He said, because of this, what did they do? خَالَفُوا السُّنَّةِ. They opposed the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just in case. Yani, this is what they claimed. So this is why you find them; they have very little good with them, and there's lots of evil with them. An indication that the one who opposes the sunnah, then he is losing out on lots of khair and bringing upon himself lots of evil. Naam, so the guidance and the blessing is in the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the shar and the evil is in opposition to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah mentioned about that, about his messenger, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَارِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُسِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُسِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That let them beware from opposing him, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or else a calamity will fall them, or a severe or painful punishment will befall them. So we've seen the blessing in suhur, taking the meal, the action of performing it. Likewise, from the blessing of sahur, the one yataqawwa ala al-ibadah, he strengthened himself also by taking the sahur. And this meal is ghidha, it is nourishment for him. Tabdiya li jasadi, for his body, making him strong, giving him nishat, giving him energy, giving him ability and strength from this nourishment. So this is the blessing of that. And likewise, the blessing of taking it at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged. Likewise, the ulama, they mentioned, because it's also a means, مُدَافَعَةِ سُوءِ الْخُلُقِ الَّذِي يُثِيرُهُ الْجُوعِ. That, and also this is a means, because whenever a person becomes very, very hungry, he has bad manners sometimes. He's not able to hold himself down. Sometimes he might speak out of character, out of conduct, or act in a manner that normally he would not act, that's not befitting, because of hunger. This is something natural. So the one, normal for a person to happen to him if he's not careful. So by taking this meal, this is means to strengthen him and to help him to stay away from this bad manners that occur from being extremely hungry. So now we see that we hasten to break the fast and we delay to take the suhoor. So what would one break the fast on, and what would one take for suhoor? The author, he mentioned now, the next narration, he says, وَعَنْ سَمَانِ إِبْنِ عَمَرْ أَضَبِّ رَحِمَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ أَنُّهُ قَالَ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُفْطِرْ عَلَى تَمَرٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَلْيُفْطِرْ عَلَى مَاءٍ فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ وراه الخمسة وصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان والحاكم. نعم, the author, he mentioned the narration of Salman ibn Amr al-Dhabi رضي الله عنه, and he said that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that if one of you were to break your fast, then let him break his fast on dates. And if he did not find dates, then on what, with water. And if for verity it is a means of purification. It is a means of purification. Naam, then let him break his fast on water. So the one who's going to break his fast, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to break this fast on dates. Or if there's no dates, on water. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is how he would make iftar. This particular narration, some of the ulama, they mentioned that it's weak. It's a weak narration. There's some weakness in the chain. But there's another narration by Anas ibn Malik similar to this. It's in Sunan Abi Dawud and Tirmidhi. And the wording is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana, and Anas ibn Malik, he said, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuftiru ala rutabat qabla an yusalli. فإن لم يجد فعلى تمرات فإن لم يجد تمرات حسى حسوات من ماء. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to break his fast on rutabat, yani the moist dates. Not only dates, the moist dates. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before he prayed Maghrib. And if he did not find the moist dates, on tamr. So there's rutab, that's the moist date. And then there's tamr, that's the one that's a little bit dried up, that's not so moist. That's called tamr. Naam. And if he did not find the tamr, then he would sip some water. He would take a drink of some water. Naam, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would break his fast with. Not with meal. And he would not, the first thing that he eats sallallahu alaihi wasallam after a long day of fasting is not a meal. Rather, it would be dates. This is what he would eat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or water. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned about this, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, هَذِهِ سُنَّةُ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ. This is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَأَمَّا مَا يَفْعَلُهُ النَّاسُ مِنْ إِحْضَارِ الْمُنَوَّعَاتِ مِنَ الْمَأْكَلِ وَمِنَ الْمَآكِلِ وَمَشَارِبِ عِنْدَ الْإِفْطَارِ فَهَذَا خِلَافُ السُنَّةِ فَهَذَا خِلَافُ السُنَّةِ. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, this is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning taking for iftar, at the time of breaking the fast, dates or water. He said, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not what the people do today for bringing all different types of various types of foods and drinks and the likes like this at the time of iftar. And he said, rather, this is contrary to the sunnah. This is contrary to the sunnah. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to have dates and then a drink of water, and that way he can prepare himself later after the salat to have the meal as he likes. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.